Title: One Bar Motif Rating from Scratch for Smoky Late Night Moods Intermediate. All right, welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing something deceptively powerful for rolling drum and bass, writing a one bar motif from absolute scratch, and making it feel like it could loop for 32 or 64 bars without getting annoying. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know how to make a MIDI clip, load an instrument, and route a sidechain. The goal here is taste and control, minimal notes, strong rhythm, and just enough smoke in the texture to feel late night, without turning the mix into fog. By the end, you'll have a one-bar hook that can carry the identity of a track, while the drums and bass do the heavy lifting around it. Step 0. Set up your session like a DNB producer, not like you're doing homework. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176. I like 174 as a default. Make 3 MIDI tracks, one called Drums Placeholder, one called Bass Placeholder, one called Motif. Now, do not start composing in silence. That's how you write parts that look good on the grid but feel dead when the groove shows up. Drop in a simple drum loop right away. Use a drum rack if you want it quick, kick on beat 1, snare on beats 2 and 4, and hats ticking in 16ths. We're just creating a rhythmic environment to write against. Keep it basic. Also set your grid to 16ths, but keep in the back of your mind that drum and bass loves the tension between straight timing and little triplet moments. We might not need triplets today, but we do want that forward pull. Step 1. Choose the key and the smoke palette. Smoky late night almost always lives in minor, and it usually leans Dorian or Aeolian. We'll pick F minor. It sits great with subs, and it has that deep, film noir vibe without trying too hard. Here's your note palette for a classic nocturnal feel in F minor. F as the root, Ab as the minor third, C as the fifth, Ab as the minor seventh, which is basically instant nighttime, and G as the ninth, which gives you haze without suddenly sounding cheerful. Big rule of thumb: keep the melodic range small. 5 to 7 semitones is plenty. Hypnotic is the goal. If your motif starts leaping all over the keyboard, it's probably turning into a lead line instead of a hook. Quick coaching question to decide the vibe: is your motif a question or an answer? For smoky late night, question motifs are gold. That means you don't always resolve to the root. You might end on G, the ninth, or Ib, the flat 7, and let the bass feel like it's doing the emotional resolving underneath. Step 2. Write rhythm first. The motif's footwork. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on the motif track and loop it. Now, instead of hunting for notes, start by placing the rhythm. In rolling DNB, rhythm is identity. Pitch is almost secondary. A classic one-bar rhythm skeleton you can steal right now is hits on steps 1, 5, 7, 11, and 14 if you're counting 16ths from 1 to 16. So you've got a strong anchor on the downbeat, then a push around beat 2's and area, a syncopated answer mid-bar, and a late pickup that yanks you back into the loop. One more teacher trick here: think in negative space like a drummer. A moody motif often feels better when it avoids the snare. If your snare is on beats 2 and 4, try not to have your loudest motif hit land right on top of it. Let the backbeat be king. Put your motif in the gap so it feels like it's dancing around the drums, not fighting them. Step 3. Assign pitch. Keep it to 2 to 4 notes. Less is more. Now take that rhythm and pick notes from the F minor palette. Here's an example that works in a ton of rollers. First hit, Ab. Second hit, G, that ninth tension. Third hit, F. Fourth hit, Ib, that flat 7. Last pickup, F to lightly recenter, or if you wanted more question, try ending on G instead. Keep most notes short, kind of staccato, but choose one note to hold slightly longer. That tiny bit of sustain is what makes it feel emotional instead of purely percussive. Now make it feel like a performer, not a grid. Use velocity to create phrasing. Try this rough shape: first hit medium, second hit quieter, third hit medium again, fourth hit the loudest as the answer, last pickup softer. In numbers, something like 70, then 55, then 72, then 85, then 50. You're basically making it speak, statement, whisper, statement, response, then a little trailing word into the next bar. If you want to go one notch more human, do microtiming. Pick one note and nudge it a tiny bit late, not a full swing overhaul, just a few milliseconds so it drags slightly behind the beat. That behind-the-beat lean is a huge part of late night. Step 4. Pick an instrument that's smoky but still present. You need something that can sit over drums and bass without being shiny. Stock Ableton is more than enough. Option A. Wave Eatable. Load Wave Eatable onto the motif track. Use a basic shape leaning towards psi or triangle, maybe edging toward a triangle square blend for a little bite. Turn off oscillator 2 for now. We're keeping this minimal. Put on a low pass 24 filter. Cut off somewhere around 600 Hz up to 1.5 kHz depending on how bright you want it, and add just a touch of resonance, like 10 to 20%. For the amp envelope, a tiny attack, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds, so it doesn't click. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain low, like 0 to 20%. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds so it doesn't chop unnaturally. Then add movement, but not wobble. Assign an LFO to filter cutoff at an 8th note or 16th note rate, but with a very small amount. Think drift, not effect. Option B. Operator. A simple sine or triangle carrier with a tiny bit of FM can give you that slightly grimy, reddish tone. If you use a preset, your move is usually darken the filter and shorten the amp. Don't overcomplicate it. Step 5. Build the smoke chain. Filtering, space, texture. Controlled. Here's a practical chain that works constantly in DNB. First, EQ 8 for cleanup. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz. In this genre, anything down there is sacred territory for sub and bass. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 500. If it disappears in the mix, a tiny boost around 2 to 4K can bring it forward. But be careful because that's also where snare bite and harshness can live. Next, saturator for warmth. Analog clip or soft sighing mode works. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If it gets fizzy or scratchy, don't just undo saturation. Try a little EQ after it and shave the harsh zone around 3 to 6K. Then auto filter for breathing. Low pass 12 or 24. You can automate the cutoff across phrases, like 600 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. So it opens and closes over time. Now echo. Sync it. Try an 8 note dotted or a quarter note. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Inside echo, filter the repeats. Low cut around 300 to 600, high cut around 4 to 7K. That's how you keep the echo as smoke instead of clutter. Dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. DNB mixes do not forgive messy echoes. Then reverb, small and dark. Decay somewhere around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the dry hit stays upfront. Low cut 300 to 600. High cut 5 to 8K. Dry slash wet 6 to 15%. And remember this. If your motif is getting washed out, reduce reverb first. Not the melody, not the velocities, not the entire chain. Reverb is usually the culprit. Sound design bonus. If you want it extra smoky, try a reed slash pipe vibe. In Waveatable, keep the triangle-ish core at a tiny unison with two voices, with flow. Then add noise as a layer, a separate track with noise, high-passed, sidechained lightly to the motif so it feels like an exhale with each note. That's the kind of detail that reads as expensive. Step 6. Make a one-bar loop survive 32 bars. Micro variation. This is where intermediate producers level up. Your motif shouldn't change much. It should develop subtly. Pick two or three of these approaches. Note length variation. Every fourth bar, shorten the last pickup note by 30 to 50%. Every eighth bar, hold the fourth note longer like a little sigh. Ghost notes. Add a very quiet note just before a main hit. Velocity like 15 to 30, and keep it in key. A tiny G into AB is perfect here. It feels like a whispered lead-in. Automation. Open the filter slightly in bars 9 to 16. At the end of phrases, like bar 8 and 16, bump echo dry slash wet up by just a few percent so the tail lifts into the transition. Octave spotlight. Every 8 bars, raise only the last note an octave. Just one note, just one moment. It's a spotlight, not a rewrite. Advanced and very effective. The two-lane motif. Duplicate your motif track. The core is dry and present. The shadow is band limited. Wider, longer release, and lower in the mix. Then, at phrase edges like bar 8, 16, 32, you mute or unmute the shadow for one bar. Suddenly you get development without changing the hook. This is one of the cleanest tricks for keeping a roller hypnotic, but alive. Another advanced option if you're on live 11 or 12, probability. Put probability on the ornament notes only, like 35 to 60%. Keep your anchor notes at 100% so the identity stays. Then duplicate out to 8 bars and let the motif speak slightly differently each pass. And a classic DNB move, the turnaround bar every 8. Keep bars 1 through 7 identical, then bar 8 changes only one thing. Last note pitch, or last note length, or move one hit earlier by a 16th. That's it. One change. That's how you create phrase breathing without losing the loop. If you want controlled dissonance for menace, use it like a spice. In F minor, a quick GB as a lower neighbor into F can sound nasty in the best way, but keep it short and quiet and use it as a pickup, never as your loudest anchor. Step 7. Reality check with bass and drums. Drop a simple sub on the bass placeholder. Operator, sine wave, long F notes. We're not writing a bass line, we're checking collisions. Make sure your motif is high-passed enough that it's not competing down low. Then listen around the snare area. If your motif is poking the same 2 to 5k crack zone as the snare, notch the motif slightly with EQ8. You want the snare to stay confident. Optional, but very DNB. Sidechain the motif. Put a compressor on the motif. Sidechain from the kick. Maybe snare depending on your style. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Fast attack. Medium release. You only need 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This isn't pumping EDM. This is just tucking the motif into the pocket so the drums feel bigger. Extra mix discipline note. Keep the motif quieter than you think. A good benchmark is having it peak at least 6 dB below your drum bus. If it only sounds good when it's loud, that's not a level problem. That's a sound design and arrangement problem. Step 8. Deploy the motif in an arrangement. Here's a simple rollout that works. Intro, 16 bars. Bars 1 to 8. The motif is filtered low, cut off around 600 to 900, and a little quieter. It's teasing. Bars 9 to 16. Slowly open the filter and start introducing hats or foley. Build or tease, 8 bars. Drop drums out for 1 or 2 bars. Let the motif echo trail a bit by nudging feedback or wet up slightly. You can add a tiny pitch drop or tape stop moment if that's your style, but don't overdo it. The motif is the anchor. Drop, 32 bars. Full drums and bass. Motif stays consistent and you schedule micro variation. Every 8 bars, one small change. Ghost note, octave pop. Last note shorter. Phrase ends get a slight echo lift or a tiny reverb swell. Break, 16 bars. Strip back to motif plus atmosphere. Bring it back with a slightly different filter position or a slightly different timbre, so it feels refreshed without becoming a new hook. Arrangement upgrade that's super DJ logic. At bar 16 or 32, make the motif go telephone for 1 bar by removing low mids with EQ or closing the filter. Then snap it back on the downbeat. On a club system, that reads as a clear transition without needing a fill. This audio version is shortened for playback.